husbands and wives, I challenge them to think of how they are with the children and the grandchildren, for that matter. You often will have one parent who's the grace parent and one who's the truth parent. They need to learn from each other. The grace parent needs to hold the line on some things and not spoil the children and have discipline. And when they irresponsibly break a toy, don't just go out and replace the toy by buying another one, you know. But don't raise your kids that way. At the same time, the truth parents need to have more grace, you know, where they're always drawing this line and then they're disciplining the child the moment the child crosses the line. And sometimes, you know what? The child spills the milk because the child is a child. It's not sin to spill milk. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can bring harsh judgment and use harsh words and language and tone of voice with children that really crush their spirit and then make them resent the Christian faith that they were raised with because it was so harsh and it was so intolerant. We don't want that. At the same time, we don't want to just take on the new value of tolerance. Tolerance and grace are not the same thing. Tolerance in the world today means there is no truth and all beliefs are equally legitimate and there is no right and wrong, whereas a more biblical kind of tolerance is the grace that says, you're wrong and I'm sorry that you're wrong, but I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I will try to persuade you of what is right. I will pray for you. I will defend you. I will be your friend. But in the end, understand that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is truth.